from the University of Tokyo. He's talking about the application of a simple device to measure the vertical distribution of cesium in soil.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Shinya Suzuki. I'm a first year of master course at the University of Tokyo. Today, I'd like to introduce to you about my research. The title is Application of a Simple Device to Measure the Vertical Distribution of Radiocesium Concentration in Soil Fukushima. Today's content like this. On March 11, 2011, great earthquake was happened at Tohoku District in Japan. The tsunami caused by the earthquake and Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster was happened. Unfortunately, radioactive material were released in natural environment. Look at this picture. These agricultural fields look like no problem. But these agricultural fields were polluted by radioactive materials like a cesium. According to Professor Shiozawa, radiocesium is existing from topsoil to 5 centimeters. So we have to decontaminate this area. Next, I'm talking to procedure of concentration measurement and decontamination of radiocesium in agricultural field. Current method, first having a soil sample and bring to soil sample to laboratory and analyze and decontaminate. But this method needs a lot of time and cost and labor. So the new method is needed. Ideal method is in situ method using a device, because using a device is very soonly measuring the cesium concentration in soil and decontamination. But this device haven't been developed yet. So our research objective is to develop a device using a photodiode for measuring radiocesium concentration at each depth level, because current methods takes a lot of time and cost and labor. And device is urgently needed to measure the radiocesium concentration in soil. Now, and then, I'm talking about photodiode. Photodiode is a semiconductor diode as a detector of light. So measurement principle is electrical current flow when radiation comes into the semiconductor. Like this. The photodiode detects the radiation. Like this. Next, I'm talking to overview of our system. Our system is very simple. So photodiode, substrate, transduction substrate, and data logger. We developed this part. And data logger were donated by Decagon Davis Inc. Thank you so much. And data is stored like this. And so our device is how to measure the radioactivity in each depth level in the soil. If photodiode like this, cesium, radiocesium emits the radiation every direction. So every photodiode can detect the radiation. So the measurement range is so wide. So quite difficult to measure each depth. By the way, are you hungry? No? I ate a hamburger at lunch today. near the convention center. Actually, our device, ideas from Hamburger. So we use a red plate and a photodiode and red plate, so like a hamburger. So like this. So red plate, photodiode, red plate, photodiode. So radiosism is here. So shield effect of red plate makes photodiode measure at each depth level. If the red plate has no limit, so very big and very large, and so sensor can detect only one layer. However, red plate is insufficient, so we need to think ratio of leak as a layers. For example, and like here. So this is the device we developed measuring the vertical distribution of radiation in soil using a photodiode. Detail of size and materials and device, the 100 millimeter long. And top and bottom and sensor part. Top and bottom is a 18 millimeter diameter, and photodiode is central location. Next, I'd like to talk to you evaluation of device. We try to three steps. First, evaluation of radiation emitted from the points of radiation. We called directionality experiment. So, radiation source set here, and the moving device from position 1, position 2, position 3, and position 4. So measuring the counting rate and calculating leakage coefficient, we define like this equation. And next, we propose the correction formula to reduce the radioactivity effect from the outside of measurement. So when we measured counting rate and leakage coefficient, we can get the corrected counting rate that removes the effect from the outside of measurement. And third, field measurement in Itata village in Fukushima. We compared two methods, soil sampling and device. In soil sampling, take a soil at a cut every 2 centimeters and analyze radiosism concentration by germanium semiconductor detectors. In device, set the device in undisturbed paddy field and collect the data of counting rate. Let's move to results and discussion. This figure shows directionality experiment. Vertical line shows leakage coefficient. Horizontal line shows from position 1 to position 4. As you can see, observed effect from outside of measurement range 0.06 to 0.16. This is considered that red plates are finite diameter and thickness. From this data, we can get the matrix of the leakage coefficient. So this matrix makes possible to evaluate the effect of leak of other layers. And this graph shows the soil sample, and we compare soil sampling and measured counting rate and the corrected counting rate. Vertical line shows radiosism concentration, and this vertical line shows counting rate. The horizontal line shows depth from the surface. And this is not so different. Low data and soil sampling. But this area is a very big gap. However, we use the collection formula and get the collected counting rate very similar to sampling radio cesium concentration. So collection formula can be used to reduce radioactivity effect from the outside of measurement. And this graph shows the relationship between radio cesium concentration by soil sampling and collected counting rate. Vertical line shows radio cesium concentration. The horizontal line shows counting rate. So as you can see, the collected counting rate shows good correlation with radio cesium concentration at each depth level. This conclusion. A new device for measuring radio cesium concentration of soil at each depth was developed. The device has directionality at each depth level. However, complete shielding of lead plate was difficult. Therefore, we evaluate the effect from leak as a leakage coefficient and calculated collected counting rate. And collected counting rate and radio cesium concentration shows good correlation. Thank you for all.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all my presentation. Thank you so much for your attention.